तो चोलो बुटे साड़ी फिटिक गई आउँदा जाँदा भेट हुँदा बोल्दै नौ फिटिक गई नौलो भाषा आनी बानी नयाँ रुखको रङ्ग तिम्रो चाला देख्दा आज आफै पछु दङ्ग नौलो भाषा आनी बानी नयाँ रुखको रङ्ग तिम्रो चाला देख्दा आज आफै पछु दङ्ग पहिला जस्तै छैनौ किन के भो आज भोलि जस्तै छैनौ किन के भो आज भोलि कसले दियो टिक्का चुरा कसले दियो चोली नौलो भाषा आनी बानी नयाँ रुखको रङ्ग तिम्रो चाला देख्दा आज आफै पछु दङ्ग नौलो भाषा आनी बानी नयाँ रुखको रङ्ग तिम्रो चाला देख्दा आज आफै पछु दङ्ग
to the far north, this is Cairns FM 89.1.
Multicultural programming on Cairns FM 89.1 does not reflect the views or ideas of management, staff or its volunteers. Cairns Community Radio would like to thank the Community Broadcasting Foundation for its invaluable support for multicultural programs on Cairns FM 89.1.
Namaste Satiharu. Hajarulai, Azuko Cairns 89.1 FM ko radio karikrama, swagat garna chahanchau. Ra aile bharkar sunubhai ko git ko bol thiyo, naulo bhai cha ani bani. Yo git Meg Lama ko Thursday bhanne album bata thiyo.
Good evening, friends, and welcome to Cairns 89.1 FM.
आज मई महीना को 24 तारीख मंगलबार साँझ 6 बजे देखि 7 बजे सम्म हजुरहरुलाई मनोरञ्जन दिनका निम्ति हजुरहरुको सामु केन्स भुटनिस रेडियो प्रोग्राममा उपस्थित भइसकेका छौं म परीक्षित र साथी रेवन.
It's 6 o'clock Tuesday, 24th of May, and we are back for some entertainment. So Rayon and my co-host Parichit would like to welcome you all to this Cairns Bhutanese radio program.
आज हाम्रो कार्यक्रमको सातौं हप्ता हो र यसलाई निरन्तरता दिन हामी सधैं मंगलबार साँझ 6 बजेदेखि 7 बजेसम्म हजुरहरूको समक्षमा प्रस्तुत हुने नै छौं.
Today we are here for our 7th program, but don't forget this program will continue every Tuesday at same time from 6 to 7.
यो कार्यक्रममा हामी ताजा खबर साथीहरूसँगका तितामिता गफगफ र हजुरहरूलाई मनोरञ्जन दिन साङ्गीतिक कोसेली लिएर आउँदैछौँ. हाम्रो गीतहरूको स्रोत युट्युब र नेपाली गीतहरूको अफिसियल वेबसाइटहरू हो। हामीले पढ्न गइरहेको कविताको स्रोत bhutanese-literature.com हो।
In this program, we have music, some talks and news about Bhutanese community. The source of our song is YouTube and some Nepali official music sites. The source of the poem that we are going to read today is bhutanese-literature.com.
र साथीहरू, हामीले अस्तिको पालि नै तपाईँहरूलाई भनेका थियौँ कि आजको कार्यक्रम विशेष कार्यक्रम हुँदैछ, किनभने आज हामीसँग हाम्रो स्टुडियोमा ट्रिनिटी बे स्टेट हाई स्कुलका दुईजना टिचरहरू हुनुहुन्छ र हामी उहाँहरूसँग अङ्ग्रेजीमा केही कुराकानीहरू गर्नेछौँ। तर साथीहरू, हामी उहाँहरूसँग अङ्ग्रेजीमा कुरा गर्ने भएकोले म एउटा के बिन्ती गर्न चाहन्छु भने, हाम्रो घरमा हुनुभएका भाइ बहिनी अथवा बाबा आमा जसलाई अङ्ग्रेजी बुझ्न गाह्रो हुन्छ, उहाँहरूलाई घरमा हुनुहुने अङ्ग्रेजी बुझ्न सक्ने साथीहरूले हाम्रो वार्तालापको नेपाली ट्रान्सलेसन गरिदिनुहोला।
Friends, we informed you on our last show that today is going to be a special program. And yes, we have a special program today because we have invited two teachers from Trinity Bay State High School. Many of the Bhutanese students go to Trinity Bay as well. Since we are going to have our conversation with our teachers in English, we would like to request one thing to our Bhutanese listeners. We know that we have little brothers and sisters and parents and grandparents who have difficulty in understanding English. So we would like our Bhutanese friends who can understand English to do the translation for the family members at their own home.
Raaba, टिचरहरूसँगको कुराकानी थाल्नु अघि एउटा मिठो गाना सुनौँ। यो गीतको बोल छ शुभकामना र यो गीत दिपेश किशोर भट्टराईले गाउनुभएको हो। यो गीतको माध्यमबाट हामी हाम्रो सबै भुटानी दाजुभाइ दिदीबहिनीहरूलाई शुभकामना दिन चाहन्छौँ। तपाईँहरूले अस्ट्रेलिया आएर आफ्नो जीवनको लागि गरिरहनु भएको राम्रो कामहरूको लागि। र अब गीत सुनौँ।
Let's hear a beautiful Nepali song before we start our conversation with our teachers. The title of the song is Subhakamana, which means well wishes. It's sang by Dipesh Kishore Bhattarai. It gives well wishes to all the youths who are working towards peace and progress in the country. With this song, we also want to give well wishes to all our witness friends, brothers and sisters, for all the good work they are doing. For their own life and for the society. Now, let's hear the song.
Subhakamana Navayug Lai Navayug Ka Yuva Haru Lai Subhakamana Navakura नवयुग का पाखुराहरुलाई शुभकामना नवयुगलाई नवयुग का युवाहरुलाई शुभकामना नव कपट सबै युवा शुभका
असतिहरु तेरो छाती सत्यको लागि लडी
Papua New Guinea, Ikamlong Cairns Community Radio Station 89.1 FM. Ogeta Saturday, Namelong 1 Natukilok Long Avenue, Harim Papua New Guinea News, Oget Speakers, Community Information, Osinting Long PNG, Naul Island Long Pacific. That's every Saturday between 1 and 2 p.m. The PNG Women's Program, and listen to PNG News, Guest Speakers, Community Information, and a variety of music from PNG and the Pacific Islands.
र अब हामी हाम्रो टिचर्सहरूसँग कुराकानी सुरु गरौँ.
Now let's start our conversation with our teachers.
Let's welcome our special guests for today, Miss Carey and Miss Hamlin. Hello, Miss Carey and Miss Hamlin. Welcome to Cairns Bhutanese Radio Program, and it's really great to have you both here in our studio.
It's a pleasure.
Hello.
Pleasure to be here.
Me too.
I'd request you to please introduce yourself to our listeners and briefly tell us about your professional career as well. Miss Carey, may we start with you, please?
Good evening, listeners. It's Miss Carey here. I've been teaching for over 35 years now, and during that time I've done ESL for the past 25 years. I've taught adults and as well as children, teaching the children involved at one stage travelling to different schools, and since 2005 I've been at Trinity Bay.
And Miss Hamlin?
Hello, namaste everybody, and a special hello to Tenu, Kabita and Priya and all the other students who may be listening, and a reminder to do your homework tonight. Now, about me, I have been a teacher for around 25 years. I'm originally from southern Queensland, but have lived most of my life in the north. I have been at Trinity Bay for over 20 years, firstly as an art and media teacher, and then an English and ESL teacher. Before teaching at this school, I taught and lived in Aboriginal and Torres Strait Island communities. I've always liked travelling, meeting and working with and teaching people from other cultures. I really enjoy teaching English as a second language at Trinity Bay because there are so many different cultural groups.
Thank you, Miss Carey and Miss Hamlet. There is a subject which is taught in Trinity Bay, ESL, which means English as Second Language. So when and how did this concept of ESL start in Trinity Bay State High School, Miss Hamley?
Oh, okay. Well, the school reflects the community, and Trinity Bay caters for a very cultural, diverse group of students. Cairns became a regional settlement area in around 2005, and humanitarian refugees began arriving in our community.
Yep.
The most recent, of course, have been Bhutanese, but it began in 2005 with people coming from the Hmong community.
Yep.
Now, Miss Carey was at the unit from the very beginning, so perhaps she would like to finish this answer.
Yeah, Miss Carey, please.
Thank you. When we started at Trinity Bay, we started in Term 2, 2005.
Yeah.
As Miss Hamlin said, we started with a handful of African students.
Okay.
We started with seven.
Yeah.
And me teaching there 3 days a week, and we had a teacher aide 2 days a week.
Okay.
By the end of 2005, we had 30 students, and today we have over 100 students and
that's
still
really
growing.
Yeah. So what are some of the objectives of ESL, Miss Carey?
That's a really good question, PD, and it's great to be able to explain to everybody what we see as the objectives of what we have to offer at Trinity Bay.
Yeah.
Obviously, its main objective is to help people to learn English. Now, there's two parts to English that Mr. Hamlin and I and the other teachers need you all to be aware of. There's what we call social English,
yes,
and then there's academic English. The social English is very easy to pick up.
Yeah.
And we see people coming with a lot of really good social English. But the academic English is the one that's more challenging, and that's the reading and the writing skills. And that can take people 5 to 7 years to actually master.
Wow.
Right? So it is a long-term project that you're all undertaking.
Is there anything that you would like to add, Ms. Hamlet?
Yes. The ESL unit provides a stepping stone for newly arrived students to settle into the Australian education system. And the main aim is to eventually have them operating, doing a full load of subjects in the mainstream school. We also assist students with school subject choices according to their English language ability and suggest career pathways. And we liaise with teachers, other teachers who have to work with students as well.
Yeah. Thank you, Ms. Carey and Ms. Hamlin. Mm-hmm. Can you please tell us some of the strategies that you follow to achieve those objectives of ESL, Ms. Hamlin?
Well, firstly, when new students arrive, the families and students are met and assisted through an enrolment interview process.
Yeah.
And we always use interpreters at that meeting.
Yeah.
And in fact, whenever we have parent-teacher nights or interviews with parents, we like to use interpreters.
Yes.
So that's a strategy. Then mostly the newly arrived students begin in the ESL unit just to settle in, first of all.
Yeah.
And here we can assess their English language abilities. We also offer lunchtime assistance for students.
Yes.
And we offer teachers some professional development to help cater for the ESL learners. And Ms. Carey is going to explain our the programs that we offer in the unit. So you go ahead, Ms. Carey.
Thank you.
Ms. Carey.
Basically, when students come into ESL, we're divided into two parts. We have what's an intensive program or an extensive program.
Yes.
An intensive one is designed for those students who either have had a lack of educational experience or gaps in their educational experience, as well as challenges with learning English.
Yeah.
So they have more time in the ESL unit than other students. Miss Hamlin has the students who are more extensive, and quite as a result of that, we often run what are called ESL modified mainstream subjects. So at the moment, Miss Hamlin's doing ESL Year 10 English,
yes,
which is basically the Year 10 English, but it's been altered to accommodate the needs and help the students to continue to learn English.
Yeah.
When it's just a mainstream subject, there's a lot of assumptions about what students can and can't do with language. So we have to incorporate a lot more learning about language in what we do.
Yeah. Thank you, Ms. Carey and Ms. Hamlin.
Mm-hmm.
We know that Australia is a very multicultural country, and in Cairns particularly, we see people from many different communities and different backgrounds. Can you tell us what different communities or backgrounds are students in Trinity Bay from, Ms. Carey?
Definitely. It is a really culturally diverse school, and it's a very exciting school to be in because of that. We have, within the general school setting, we have Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander students, Cook Islander students, Middle Eastern students. We have students from various European countries, and obviously we have Australian students as well.
Yes.
In the actual ESL unit, we have Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Irian Jaya, people from PNG, right. Bhutanese, of course,
yeah.
Various African countries. We have Thai people, Hmong people, Filipinos. We are the United Nations of Trinity Bay.
Wow, that's really great. Okay, friends, we'll continue our conversation with our teachers, but after another beautiful Nepali song. The title of the song is Tagorama, which means a gate. It's from the album Barson Pachi, which means after many years. The song is sung by Kandara Band. It's a long, lovely song which says about the love between two strangers.
Hami kurakani agadi landai garchau tara tyo bhanda agadi euta mitho git sunau. Yo git Kandara Band ko ho ra yesko bol cha Tagorama ra yo git Barson Pachi bhanne album bata ho. Aba git sunau.
बाटो छे क्यो तिमले तगारो मरु मल राखी बाटो छे क्यो तिमले तेई रुमाल मा पंचासेको तेई रुमाल मा पंचासेको फूल राखे मैले तगारो मरु मल राखी बाटो छे क्यो तिमले राखी दियो तिमले आगे ना मधुन रूप मकई राखी दियो तिमले तेई मकई मा पोखरा को तेई मकई मा पोखरा को दिल राखे मैले तगारो मारो मल राखी बाटो छे क्यो तिमले
थियो टाढा थियो मन कस्तो आधा थियो सँगै बस्ने रहर थियो घर गाउँको बाधा थियो हिँड्ने थियो टाढा थियो मन कस्तो आधा थियो सँगै बस्ने रहर थियो घर गाउँको बाधा थियो पार पुगी फर्की फर्की यसो हेरे मैले पार पुगी फर्की फर्की यसो हेरे मैले यस्तो लाग्यो जिन्दगीमा यस्तो लाग्यो जिन्दगीमा भेट हुन्छ कहिले तगारोमा रुमाल राखी बाटो छेक्यो तिमले तगारोमा रुमाल राखी बाटो छेक्यो तिमले त्यही रुमालमा पन्चासेको त्यही रुमालमा पन्चासेको फुल राखे मैले तगारोमा रुमाल राखी बाटो छेक्यो तिमले
This is Eric.
G'day.
Eric's belly is way bigger than it used to be.
Yeah.
So he's making changes.
I'm swapping the soft drink for water, turning the TV off, walking down the park, getting rid of takeaway and eating fresh, and I kick the footy around with my mates.
To help lose weight without losing out, you don't have to stop it, just swap it. For more tips, visit australia.gov.au/swap it. Authorised by the Australian Government, Canberra, spoken by April Cunningham and Sean Ryan.
Moving on again, now let's talk about Putney students in Trinity Bay State High School. We know that there are many Putney students in ESL classes. Ms. Hamlin, can you please tell us about your observations on learning skills and abilities and the improvements of Bhutanese students in studies or any other activities?
Certainly. First of all, I'd just like to mention that we have a total of 35 Bhutanese students at Trinity Bay High School. We have 8 in the junior school and 27 in the senior school.
Yes.
Most of these students are doing other subjects in the mainstream as well as doing English in the ESL unit.
Yes.
So they're coping extremely well, actually. Some students we don't see very often as they're coping very well in their studies, like Ray here.
Yes.
But always our message is to please come and ask for help if any of the students ever need that.
Yes.
I have found the Bhutanese students to be very keen to learn. They really respect education. They value education. And they're very respectful in class and very respectful to other students.
Yes.
Another thing, because I imagine there would have been not a lot of technology in the refugee camps, all of the students have made an amazing leap to using technology in the schools because most of the subjects are using technology.
Yes.
And I've noticed that a lot of the students have picked that up very, very quickly.
Yes.
Mm. Very impressive.
Yeah. Would you like to say something about this, Ms. Carey?
Yeah, I'd love to. First of all, I'd like to just back up what Ms. Hamlin is saying in that, you know, you're so keen and you value education. And in fact, sometimes when we have teachers come down to supervise the class, they'll say, oh, these are some of the best students. We say, yes, we know, that's why we're here.
Yeah.
But one of the things I've observed is that students seem to be nervous about getting something wrong. In Australia or in Queensland and in ESL, I just encourage you to change the way you think about getting something wrong. Getting something wrong is actually really quite precious and very valuable because it teaches you what you don't know and it also teaches the teachers what you don't know. And it really, it's not something that's wrong, it's just an experience. So you're really very brave people to leave your home country and come to Australia. You're incredibly brave. And don't let that courage not be in the classroom to get in there and have a go. Yeah. And if you make a mistake, we don't get cross.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But we do get a little annoyed when people aren't having a go.
Yes, that's true. Thank you, Ms. Kerry and Ms. Hanley. Are there any concerns that you have in any area for our Brittany students, Ms. Kerry?
Any concerns?
Yeah.
One concern I have is staying isolated within your community group. I understand for a while that you will do that because you need the support from other speakers of your own language. But as soon as you're willing to, take a risk. Here's that word again. Take another risk and go out into community organisations like PD and Ray have done here. Get involved in things greater than your community. You could volunteer for SES, you know, that's the State Emergency Service.
Yes.
They even have a program for young people on a Thursday night. You could volunteer for Red Cross. You could even go to Air Cadets on a Friday night. Yes. There's many safe places where you could go. And not only would that help you, but it helps the wider community because they get to understand our new citizens much better than by not getting to meet you at all.
Yes. Thank you, Ms. Kerry. Are there any other concerns that you'd like to say?
I have a couple. I'd just like to express some thoughts about students choosing academic subjects.
Yes.
And we admire, of course, and students who are choosing the academic streams. But it's just to be remembered that they require a really high level of English. And students must remember that it's going to take a lot of time and patience and persistence to be successful in these academic subjects.
Yes.
And we always suggest students have a go, but also know when to maybe, you know, ask for help or perhaps try another subject. Another concern is I think the pronunciation of English is possibly the most difficult thing at first for students.
That probably applies to me, to us as well.
Yeah, and maybe at first it might be a shyness or perhaps you're just getting used to the Australian accent and understanding what's being said. Also, students seem to speak very fast at first. So teachers are not going to understand them. So often I'm saying, slow down, talk a little bit slower. The other thing is, in our schools, the teaching style is quite different from what it was in the refugee camps, where I imagine it was rote learning, a lot of repetition, teacher walking around with the stick.
Yeah.
Here in our schools, it's not like that. And students need to be very independent and to be self-disciplined.
Yes.
So that may be a problem for some students to sort of fall into this sudden change. But most of the students are adapting very well, really.
Thank you, Ms. Kerry and Ms. Hanley. Many of the Bhutanese students have just come from the refugee camps and finding it difficult to adapt to the new changes here in Australia. And I surely hope that school must be providing many facilities to help our Bhutanese students and students from other communities as well. Ms. Hamlin, how do you think that the Bhutanese students' parents and the Bhutanese community as a whole can also help to address the various concerns together with the school?
I guess firstly, it's important to say that parents are always welcome to come into the school. They're always welcome at the ESL unit.
Yes.
They're always welcome at parent-teacher interviews or to speak to any of the students' teachers. And we would always have an interpreter for those events. So I guess it's like, whenever there's an opportunity to come into the school to meet the teachers, I would recommend that students bring their parents so that we can have an open dialogue.
Yes. And would you like to say anything about this, Ms. Kerry?
Yes, I'll just add a few things to what Ms. Hamlin has said. As a child, I actually moved 17 17 times with my father's job. So I went to many different schools. Yes. So there is just this small part of me that understands some of the emotional dilemma and pain that you can have when you move to a new school.
Yes.
So I just encourage the parents to keep us informed as to what's happening. We can see certain behaviours at school, but if somebody is having a lot of problems resettling, if the parents come and let us know the issues and the types of behaviours that are starting to come to the front, that makes it easiest for us to work as a team.
Yes.
You know, because Education Queensland says education is a partnership. It's the school and it's the family. And your families really, really value education, and you are also blessed because of that.
Yeah.
And just keep coming in, being as honest and with us as you can, and need to just remember that resettlement is going to be a journey for everybody. It's emotional, it's spiritual, and it's also a physical experience.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Thank you, Miss Carey and Miss Hamlin.
Mm-hmm.
The Bhutanese people were first resettled in Cairns on 4th of December on 2008. And since the same year, Bhutanese community started to celebrate their festivals. And there are a lot of festivals every year. Have you ever attended any of the Bhutanese programs or festivals? And can you describe some of your experience? We'll start with Miss Carey, please.
Oh, yeah, I've been really lucky. I've been to quite a few. And I have felt very, very warmly welcomed by your families and the community.
Yes.
I have felt so special, so pampered when I've been there. And just the atmosphere is one of people caring about people, wanting to be united together.
Yes.
In whether it's a spiritual belief that they're celebrating. And it helps me to understand your community and your culture and your belief systems much better.
Yes.
But it's such a buzz to see everybody relaxed.
Yeah.
Because you are in what you are familiar with and what brings you a lot of joy.
Yeah.
So that is a real buzz.
Yeah. Thank you, Miss Carey. And Miss Hamlin would like to share some of your experience.
Yes, I've also been to a number of events in the community.
Yes.
Firstly, I'd like to say, having travelled to India and Nepal before myself,
yeah,
I'm aware of the many wonderful festivals.
Yes.
One of the most fun ones would have to be Holi, so I don't know if you can celebrate this one in Cairns.
Yeah.
Maybe.
There was a Holi festival last year, and we youths just gathered together, and you know, we put colors.
Oh, really? Well, next time you must ask me. I must have missed that one. I've also celebrated Dussehra in Nepal.
Yes.
So it makes me very happy to see the Bhutanese community here in Cairns celebrating their festivals. I did a project with my Year 10 students this year about festivals. So a lot of them wrote and researched about their favourite festivals. It was very successful. And I have attended a number of events at the Flexible Learning Centre, and I've always felt very welcomed, and I find everyone is always so kind and generous. There's always music and singing and great food to share.
Yeah.
And I've seen a number of my students dancing at public events and festivals and at the school, and they're so confident and beautiful. And actually, one of the best events that I saw was at the tanks, where the older community was involved.
Oh, yeah.
Where people were enacting their journey coming from Bhutan to the refugee camps.
Yeah. It was the unheard journey of the Bhutanese, a drama done. Yeah.
It was a wonderful thing to share to the wider Cairns community.
Yeah.
It was very successful, and I thank you for sharing those personal stories. So, and I've also been invited to family homes for certain occasions, and always felt very privileged and welcomed.
Thank you, Ms. Hamlin.
Thank you.
Ms. Carey would like to ask you if you have any of the memorable incident or some memorable occasion with the Bhutanese community or its people or students.
Oh, yes, I do.
even though you haven't been here very long, I have lots of war memories. Yeah. One of the recent ones is the cricket team. Hi, guys. I hope you're out there listening. We had a professional development day for teachers on the last day of school last term, and Mr. Pacey came in at lunchtime with this big grin on his face and said, "Hey, you should see this. We've got a United Nations cricket team out there on the oval." And I went and had a look and I thought, yay, guys, you know, that's showing initiative. You've got yourselves organised. You're doing something that's healthy.
Yes.
And, you know, you're doing what you love, which is playing cricket. Javan's drawings have always blown me apart too. He's just shows so much sensitivity in his drawings. Tilachan and Asura really surprised me when we had the recent NAPLAN tests.
Oh, okay.
They had the option of not doing them. They could not do them if they wanted to. I tell you what, many Australian kids would have said no. But these two, they stepped up to the mark and said, "Miss, we have to have a go." So that was pretty amazing. And Talasa has really inspired me, you know, as a young woman who's visually impaired. Just her determination to be successful and the way she just keeps overcoming challenges is really inspiring.
Yeah.
Mm. Thank you, all those people. You inspire me.
Thank you, Miss Carey. Miss Hamlin, do you have any such instances or occasions to share?
Well, I think I mentioned every time I go to one of the events, I'm always so impressed with everybody, but also really every day at school is very special. Every class I have that where I teach a lot of Bhutanese students is always very special and fun, and everybody's so keen to learn.
Yes.
And the other thing is I love seeing students and their parents at Rusty's at the markets on the weekends. Always nice to stop and chat and say hello.
Yeah. Thank you, Miss Hamlin. And, you know, although I did not study in Trinity Bay, I have a very memorable and important incident that I cannot easily forget as well.
Okay.
I just want to quickly share with you and our listeners.
Please do.
Yes.
When I came to Cairns last year in March, from Nepal through the process of resettlement by the Australian government, I didn't know anything about, like, what I was going to do in Australia. So I was taken to Trinity Bay High School and I met the principal there, Stephen Savakas, there. And I had already completed my year 11 and 12 back in Nepal. So I wasn't sure whether I should repeat year 11 and 12 or go to uni. At that time, principal of Trinity Bay, he said to me, "Why do you want to waste your time? Just apply in university. If you get accepted, that's great. And if you don't, you can always come in here. But first, apply in university." So with his advice, I applied to James Cook University for engineering, which was always what I wanted to do. And I got accepted.
Woo. Oh, wow, good.
Yeah, and, you know, I can never really forget the advice and the path that principal showed me. So even though I didn't graduate from Trinity Bay, I feel like a student.
That's good.
So I believe Trinity Bay has been a very good school for our Bhutanese students and all other students as well.
Mm.
Anyways, we have come to an end of our conversation. So we have many listeners from our Bhutanese community and also from the wider Australian society. So, Miss Carey, would you like to say anything to our listeners and also to us?
Certainly. First of all, thank you very much for the privilege to be here on the radio show tonight and sharing.
You're welcome.
To be with such two confident young men out there having a go is just amazing. I feel deeply honoured and privileged to be involved with the Bhutanese community and other ESL students as well. I believe Australia is a better country for having you all here. I feel inspired by your stories and the courage that you show. And I just encourage you that through love and with love, maintain your own language and culture as much as you can, while finding any gems in the Australian way of life that can add value. It's important that it adds value and makes your life better.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Miss Carey. Miss Hamlin would like to share something to our listeners.
Yes, certainly. Well, I agree with everything Miss Carey has said, and I'm very impressed with the willingness of the Bhutanese community to be involved in community events, cultural events, and I believe that you have a lot to offer the wider Cairns community, yes, both culturally and spiritually. I also would advise that you enjoy and take advantage of all the opportunities that Cairns community and the school offers you. And it seems you're doing that already. Yes. So that's fine. And thank you so much for having me here. It's been a privilege as well.
Thank you. You're welcome. Yeah. Thank you very much, Ms. Carey and Ms. Hamlin, once again for being here in our studio today. Ms. Carey, Ms. Hamlin, like our studio, thank you very much. साथीहरु फेरि एउटा गीत सुन्ने बेला भएको छ अब यो पालि एउटा नेपाली भजन सुनु यो भजन विष्णु भगवानको बारेमा हो र यसको बोल छ ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
थैंक यू वन्स अगेन टु मिस केरी एन्ड मिस हेमलिन नाउ वी विल प्ले अ भजन व्हिच इज अ स्पिरिचुअल सङ दिस सङ इज अबाउट लर्ड विष्णु द म्युजिक यु विल हियर इन दिस सङ विल बी फ्रॉम वेरियस म्युजिकल इन्स्ट्रुमेन्ट्स which are particularly used during spiritual songs. The peace-loving deity in Hinduism, Vishnu is the preserver or sustainer of life with his steadfast principles of order, righteousness, and truth. When these values are under threat, Vishnu emerges out of his transcendence to restore peace and order on earth. Vishnu's earthly incarnation have many avatars. His 10 avatars are fish, tortoise, boar, the man lion, the dwarf, the angry man with an axe, Lord Rama, who was the perfect human, Lord Krishna, and the yet to appear 10th incarnation called the Kalki avatar, who will come riding a white horse to remove evil from earth. Now let's hear the spiritual song.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo
भगवते वासुदेवाय
ओम नमो 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 भगवते वासुदेवाय
ओम नमो
Yes, give them the wrong name.
Anytime you need a lover, call on me. I'll be waiting.
Rastafari rhythm song.
I'll make you smile.
Every Sunday from 7 till 9.
Cause when a man love a woman, I'm a woman.
Give them to you real, give them to you steady. Give them to you the real song, the wrong song. Stay tuned. Every Sunday from 7 till 9. Right, yeah, every Sunday. Rastafari rhythm song.
सधैँहरू फेरि एउटा गीत सुन्ने बेला भएको छ र हामीले सुन्न गइरहेको गीतको बोल छ टाढा जाने प्रियसी र यो गीत जेलर्स ब्यान्डको हो
नाउ इट्स एन टाइम फर एनदर सङ द टाइटल अफ द सङ इज टाढा जाने प्रियसी विच मिन्स मा लभ हु इज गोइङ फर इट इज सङ बाई जेलर्स ब्यान्ड सो लेट्स हियर द सङ
साथीहरू अब हाम्रो कार्यक्रमबाट हामीले बिदा माग्ने समय भइसकेको छ. हामी फेरि अर्को मङ्गलबार नयाँ विषय लिएर तपाईँहरूलाई मनोरञ्जन दिन आउने नै छौँ. केन्स एफएम 89.1 सुनिरहनुहोला, किनभने अब कुक आइल्यान्डको एकदमै रमाइलो कार्यक्रम आउँदैछ. धन्यवाद. म परीक्षित र रेवन केन्स एफएम 89.1 बिदा लिन चाहन्छौँ. नमस्ते.
इट्स टाइम टु एन्ड आवर प्रोग्राम टुडे, बट वी विल बी प्रेजेन्ट विथ यु इन केन्स विटनेस रेडियो प्रोग्राम नेक्स्ट ट्युजडे. Stay tuned because we have a very entertaining Cook Island program coming up. Thank you everyone. Me, Rayon, and my friend Parikshit would like to say bye-bye from Cairns FM 89.1.
Rato Rani Pura.